44.
That's Grandma Maggie again and Johnny Oldman in 1938, spring of the year, at Ballycacket Village. That's Johnny Oldman and Grandma Maggie. That's Edward Berkman and his first wife. That's been taken here in around 1942, because I see this warehouse there. 1940, on the 17th of March, that's when they used to have carnival down here. Now they moved down to 1st of April. Yeah, that's when we had our carnival here.
46?
Oh, that's around 1942. That's the same spring camp where my wife was stretching muskrat. This is our smokehouse here. And that's, I haul a load of wood. And this is my dogs. And this is my basket. And that's my mother and them's tent. That's our tent there. And that's her standing. And that's my mother standing right here. And Henry, when he was small. My mother, Ida. And that's Celia.
Standing in front of your tent.
Uh-huh, yeah. I took the picture. That's down about 15 miles in spring camp. Rotten.
47?
Now that's the same time we were, Henry standing right here, and we, bunch of rats, we got on the stretch there. Stretcher. That same camp. See all that dry rats there?
How many rats do you think you got?
Oh, must be around 200-300. Both of us, you know. My wife hunt too, because she got no kitchen. We both hunt together, trapping them, and then shoot them at the same time.
48?
I forgot what year. This is Ballycacket Village. You know, this is Edward Berkman, and this is myself.
You're on the left then.
Yeah, on the left. And I was chief down here then, first councilman. And Edward was chief of Ballycacket. So spring of the year, the people wanted to take our picture. So that's when they took our picture at Palatna Village.
What year was this again?
I forgot what year it was. It was around... I forgot, around close to 38, and a little later than that.
So it's just after you were married?
Mm-hmm. A couple of years after we've been married, I guess.
49.
William, that's my first cousin. You know, Arthur Isaac down here?
Mm-hmm.
His older brother. That Julia Oldman's boy, but he was adopted. Big William raised him. That's why his last name is William.
Uh-huh. And that's, is this his wife?
That's his wife, Effie William. They live at Ballycacket. Yeah. And that's their first son.
What's his name?
I don't know his name, but that he died after that, I guess, this little boy. And this is Big William. And... he was married with different women before, but this is his second wife, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's Edwin Simon's mom, this woman here.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, that's after they get old, you know.
And what is her name?
Julia. Julia Simon, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's Edwin Simon's mama.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Lee Simon.
Hello. I'm going to leave a little blank here so we can talk about some other things after we finish the pictures. All right? Zap, zap. Is this working? Ah, yes. Okay, so, anyway, you moved here in 1938, right?
Huh?
You moved here in 1938? I mean, no.
1930.
Mm-hmm. But you built that house in 1940?
Yeah.
Before that, where did you live?
Oh, I lived with my old man's house and then tent in the summertime. Stay out of camp mostly.
So who had houses in Hughes then?
People uptown, my uncle William and little Sammy, Levine William, and Ernie Wingfield, that old white guy. There was quite a few houses. And down this way, there was hardly nobody, just old man Hackett, old white guy that miners over there. Juhuglen. The old man Atla got his house on the other side of the village, about half a mile up on the other side at the river. That's where he used to live.
He liked to stay up there by himself, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see. So, how about those miners that used to live here? What kind of people were they? What did they do in the town?
Oh, they just spent the winter in town. Huh. And in the summer season, they stay out their camp where they mine. Huh. Mine all summer, come out in the fall before freeze up. Whenever they close season, they can't shovel in anymore. It's ground froze, you know. Huh. That's when they quit. And then they spend the winter here because they all got houses here.
Well, what did they do during the winter?
Oh, they just hauling wood and take it easy, and you know, they buy their groceries. Uljo Hoogland, he used to get his groceries from Don Martha Kaikook, and Wolfert's old man was Johnny Evans. He ordered his groceries, and Wolfert, during the summer, he hauled it up and pile them up in his house here in the village when he come by to Alakaka. So he go up Alakaka and pay for that stuff. You know, the rest of the time he snare rabbits and hauling wood. And then around April, first part of April, he started to haul his groceries out to his camp, Black Creek. It's up Indian. Go up Raven, first of April, he move over, I don't know how many times he was leave, with 3 dogs. Finally, he got all summer groceries over there, and then by that time, it's about middle of April. Then he have to haul wood down, way down to Utopia, lower in the canyon. It's about 8 miles with 3 dogs. He haul wood for the summer season.
For the summer to fire the boiler?
Yeah, now fire the stove wood.
Oh, just for cooking?
Uh-huh.
Well, those guys, it sounds like they work a lot. Did they ever have any fun?
Yeah. Huh?
Those guys ever have any fun?
No, not them white guys. They don't care for the fun. Old Joe Hoogland, he used to go up to around Christmas when people had fun up there on the holidays, like New Year and Christmas. And he met his some old miners come from Bedless and Wiseman by Dogdale. Oh, they talking about what kind of summer they had and what kind of, how much gold they get. That's all they talking about. They don't care for the fun and dance all. He don't watch the people making fun dancing, you know. He's talking about money, that's all. That's all they got in their head.
Huh. Strange, eh?
Yeah, that's the way they are. I know a lot of them. I work with a lot of them. Indian is different. They don't, that's why they don't get rich. Anyway. But the white people, they just, it's all they got up here.
Who do you think has a better life?
And white people?
Yeah.
Oh, them traders, you know, they make profit and stuff. And let them hard workers do their work, take it easy. It's like that old George Lake. He gets rich. Miners never get rich. You have to make a living. Trappers never get rich.
It's the storekeepers get rich.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them nowadays, they went broke too. Because they have to buy tax, you know, extra tax and stuff like that. I don't know what's going on. Mm. None of my business anyway.
Yeah. Oh well. So in the winter time, those miners, they trap too a little bit?
No. Oh yeah. That old Hackett, he used to trap over his where he mined in summertime. He got cabin over there. Once in a while, he come to town. And he got cabin here, too. Little cabin. Just come in and out. Most of the time, he spent over Ethiopia.
You know, if a guy spends a long time just by himself, he must get a little strange once in a while.
Well, it don't mix much different with them old timers. They like to stay alone.
Huh.
That's their way, I guess. They don't get lonesome after people or something like that. He just got two dogs and stay in the camp.
Do you remember any sorts of things that they might do that you thought were maybe a little strange the guy might do because he stayed alone so long or something?
I don't know. Well, they're just trapped a little during the winter, I guess. In the summer, I know they were mining, shoveling sluice boxes, move some other creeks, you know, panning.
Well, you know, the reason that I ask that is because I've heard some stories about some of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Edmund Lord told me.
Mm-hmm.
He knew this guy that was out to Kantishna. Mm-hmm. His name was Steelman. You ever hear him? A guy named Steelman?
No.
Well, anyway, he just always stayed out there. A Texan. And he'd come into town in Indiana for about, maybe 2 weeks out of the year, something like that. That's all. And anyway, he was... Edmund said at one time he and about four other guys from Indiana were going hunting up the Kantishna. And they come up to Steelman's cabin. So it's at night. It's fall time. It's getting dark.
Mm-hmm.
And they stop their boat down by the river, and they come walking up the bank. And his cabin's back up the bank a little way, so he didn't hear their boat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't yell out. They got close, and they could see that there's a light inside. And they always wondered why Steelman was such a good pool player when he came to town, because he stayed out in the cabin all the time, you know. Mm-hmm. Whenever he came to town, he couldn't figure out.
Yeah.
But they look through the window, and here they can see him. He has his table like this, and he's got four boards on it like that. And he's got a bunch of biscuits that are just burnt black, and they're real hard. And he's got his broom handle there. And he's got this broom, and he's leaning over his table like that, and he's like he's shooting pool, you know. He's knocking these biscuits off the corners like that. And he's just like there's another guy that he knows. He's standing there and he'd take his broom handle and he'd go, oh, yeah, yeah, right, good shot. And then he'd go, okay, now it's your shot. And he'd go over like this and he'd take that broom handle, you know. And he'd lean down and he'd shoot again. And he's just knocking these biscuits on. And meanwhile, the guys outside, you know, are just looking through the window. And they're just watching him. And they go, wow. Pretty strange. So, and he takes like he putting chalk on the top of his broomstick and everything, you know.
And just by himself.
Just by himself. Nobody else around. And so they go back down the hill, you know, and they yell and they go, hey, Steelman, anybody home? And then they walk real slow coming up the bank, you know. And he goes, yeah, 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 yeah. They can see him through the window, you know, and he's knocking those boards off the table and he's knocking those biscuits off and kicking them underneath his chair, you know. And they come in. He says, yeah, come on in. So they come in, you know, and he's got his broomstick there and it's sitting with the broom up, you know, because he's been shooting pool with it. And they walk in the door, and he's still kicking the biscuits under his chair, and he turns that broom right side up, looks around, yeah, you know, like nothing's strange. You know?
Yeah.
And they sit and they talk for a little while and drink some tea. And they go, yeah, all right. Well, they just wanted to say that they wanted to leave an extra kicker there, you know, because they're going up river.
Uh-huh.
In case they break down. And he said, yeah, okay, you guys can camp here if you want to. They go, no, no thanks. They go camp over on the other side. Thought he was a little strange.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's guys like that, you know.
Yeah, it could be like that, I don't
know. Oh, yeah.
He must have thinking about pool or something and practice or something
yeah.
like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's practicing, you know. But with biscuits, burnt biscuits, you know.
He should have invited those other guys to a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he didn't want anybody to play biscuits.
Yeah.
You making tea?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Are there things that you have to do? Are you busy or you got any time?
No.
Okay.
I'd like to help Henry on that cat, you know, but he's not there. It's raining now, I guess. So when it's raining, you can work outdoors.
Huh? Maybe he went home then, huh, Henry?
Yeah, he must have. No, he's still over there. He never started the motor yet, though. I told him how to button him up. You can put the post under and run it back. And then with chain hoist, we can pull the tracks up on top and then button up together. Get the master pin on. That's all.
Maybe he wants a cup of tea.
Henry?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, maybe he wants a cup of tea.
Okay. Sure. Too close to the machine, you pick up all the machine sound.
Okay.
Can I put this machine over here for you?
You want to put it on the chair?
Okay.
I couldn't move away.
No, I just...
Mm-hmm.
See, I want to hear the story so I don't think about working.
All right.
Yeah, and in a way, we worked for freight. We worked on the boat. And pretty soon they said they're going to have a movie. They're going to have a movie where you have to pay 50 cents to go in there. That's the first movie I'm going to see. Sure. I've been around town before. I went back to movie. And by the door, there's somebody that you can pay before you come in. So I pay and go in. There's a bunch of people there. Kind of dark. And I sit down. And then the movie just to start. And when I started to stay still like that, I must have went to sleep. I didn't know what was going on. I wake up. Oh, this... somebody in there that cleaned me up, you know, sweep the floor. He wake me up. I went to sleep. While everybody go out. Nobody in house, I wake up. I didn't know the show was over. I just pay for nothing, so next time, once in a while, I go to show. My wife liked to, my family liked to go to show. Oh, in the winter time, I says, I got nothing there. Might as well take a rest.
Well, do you remember what that movie was?
that you went to in Enana? That what? One that you slept right through?
What so, kind?
Yeah, remember what
no, the name I didn't of it see was? It.
You didn't even see the beginning?
Yeah, I just start when I don't know the people there too, you know. And I just sitting down and went to sleep, I guess. Every time I go to show, try to go to sleep. I start to sit down. And you see the show, I wake. Funny. So I didn't care much for it.
What did people tell you about movies before you went that time? I mean, what made you want to go?
Well, I just want to see it because I never seen one before. Uh-huh. And then I sleep all the way through.
That was in Enana?
In Enana.
1942.
Yeah.
Just waste 50 cents. Then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know one person was telling us about the first time going to a movie in Enana.
Mm-hmm.
She was only small, 9 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, 9 years old. She went inside there and didn't know what that was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know how to speak English then, too.
Mm-hmm.
She says, those people came out, it was one of those cowboy movies or something, and they were mm-hmm. shooting guns.
Yeah.
She hid underneath the seat and didn't want to come out.
Yeah, I see kids do that in here in the wintertime. Henry's kids, they're small ones. Frederick. Every time the people started shooting when they people running into horses, you know, army or something, he could scare it. He'd go behind us while it's dark. I watch him, you know. Yeah, so it makes kids scared, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of kids.
Oh, a bunch of kids coming in.
Knock, knock.
Hello.
Knock, knock.
Yeah, who's Judy, there? What you doing?
Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on now?
Movie.
Oh, they're going to show a movie, huh?
My name, I took
pictures
with the camera.
The door's all locked.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Who's gonna show the movie?
Hey, Sam.
Oh,
Mama.
Yeah.
I'm back here.
Oh, yeah. Hey, come and tell us when you're gonna start the movie.
See you guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Boy, Trudy's something else. We talked to her for a long time yesterday.
Who?
Trudy.
Trudy, oh yeah.
She really
yeah, she's quite a talker.
Boy, she is.
She says you're her grandpa.
Yeah, right. It. Our mother is Edwin Simon's daughter. My
oh,
sister.
Oh, Dolly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah. They don't end them. They should be up Friday, I guess, by plane.
Uh-huh.
Some people, Stephen Atland, them might come up by boat. Maybe today or tonight or tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah, they said they're coming up by boat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What was Nenana like back there in 1942?
I don't know how it looks like now. I've never been there ever since.
But how about in 42?
In 42, well, there's bridge there that I know. There's shipyard there. That's where we're tied up 17 days waiting for freight. And there was train road right through the village, the town there. The lower end of the town, there's liquor stores and store. I forgot. That's so long ago, I forgot what it's looked like now. But anyway, upper end, there's mission there, Episcopal mission. I go to church there every once in a while when I got time. Of course, that same church we got up, Alakakit. Yeah. Not much to do there. We're waiting for freight. As soon as we got freight, then we come down back Tanana River. And then we down the Kwan and up this way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no.
You guys don't bother things around here.
They don't even have the power
Close that door so mosquitoes don't come in.
Yeah.
You know who the boss is, huh?
I guess so, yeah.
Boy, they're pretty excited, huh?
Yeah.
Think they're going to have a movie?
Maybe.
You know what I was wondering about when you were chief?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of things did you have to do then when you were chief? And what year was that again? 1939?
Yeah, around 39 to 40. Uh-huh. It was around 40 something. They looked somebody after me. Uh-huh. 3-4 years, then they changed the councilmans. That's the way they do around the village here. Right now it's the same thing. And, whenever there's potlatch, you've got so much to do, you know, tell the people who walk around back and forth in the village and tell them what we're going to do today and all that.
Mm-hmm. Is that why Henry has so much work to do right
mm-hmm.
now? Because he's chief?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But he got some help. There's 7 of them. Councilmen and then when they order the groceries the other day for the potlatch, they all get together and then write them down what they want. I help them there, of course, in case they forgot something,
mm-hmm.
like a paper cup and paper plate and stuff like that. That we gotta have, you know.
When you were chief, did you have a council?
Yeah. Three of us, yeah. Mm-hmm. Three of us some days. So we ask each other what we'll do.
Mm-hmm.
We all go around and tell the people what to do. Just so we can do things like this, that. Especially doing the dog fish, you have to take care of that too. Nowadays the young people do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you
they gotta have timekeeper. Paid them of the dog mushers money.
Well, you're a pretty young guy too, huh?
Yeah.
Good chief.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get to be a chief so young?
Well, these people want me to chief, I guess the village people. So they elect more for me, I guess, or something. The village people.
They must really respect you, huh?
I guess so. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, must be. Yeah, I like it too. I get along with the people good. Some people tell me something. Oh, I don't pay no attention to them. Especially the drinking people, you know. They have to get along.
They usually pick somebody who doesn't drink too much to be chief.
Yeah.
So they keep things going when everybody's partying.
Yeah, enough. Right.
Yeah.
When it's more people in the village, it's easier for the people to handle it. But when it's not many help, it's harder. Because you're going slow with the whatever you're going to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just like down Tanna right now. They took somebody, pick up somebody to run the duck McLeod and somebody to be a head for the cook, like chief cook, you know. They have a party and they lost the day. They have to pick up another man. So, but lots of people. They're doing okay.
Do you remember if you had any potlatches when you were chief?
Yeah. Well, you see lots of picture of it. I was chief them days. At old man Atlas potlatch, I was chief.
Oh, you were chief
in the village, yeah, then.
Oh. What did you have to do for that?
Well, first thing when they, like they do now, is you got to hunt. And Johnny Woodman was telling us that
what
was going to be going on in March.
Uh-huh.
That was in the fall time, around October.
That's
over? We hunt bear.
Uh-huh.
So,
It's all locked.
Oh, it's locked, huh?
Up on top. They're going to have a movie, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Oh.
Trying to open the door.
Oh, where are they going to have it?
There.
Oh, yeah?
They turned the light pan on.
For the school?
Mm-hmm.
The school light pan?
Yeah. I think they just turned it on.
Too much.
Hmm?
All right. I don't see, not in here maybe, but maybe someplace else. Huh? Wow, that's great. Do you know what the movie's going to be?
Two of them. Double feature.
Double feature, all right. Gee, we should make popcorn.
That's probably me, you say.
Oh, I have enough.
We met as many people as we could.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we couldn't meet everybody.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Our packet, we met most everybody. Because we went twice and stayed longer.
Mm-hmm. Stay longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really a good thing for us to be able to meet people.
Yeah, yeah. You could know everybody. You know.
Yeah.
Is the lights working?
Nope.
Maybe, is there a light bulb in there?
Yeah,
maybe the circuit. Yeah, but you know, when it starts, it starts.
When it starts, put the switch on maybe, someplace.
Yeah, but
in
when
the
it,
engine room.
When they start their electricity, this whole place will just hum.
Yeah. Then they're going to have, they're going to have stuff potlatch. They're going to have the mean potlatch the last day, around 25th, in the evening sometime. Then they'll have the stuff potlatch after that. Then dance going on, I guess. That's the way we tend to do.
If you talk to somebody about the singing and everything, if they want to record that.
Yeah, I'll ask the people when they get all together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when they start singing, I'll ask them and then I'll let you people know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, and we still have those things later. We'll take it over to the council, like the... boxes we have
of
oranges and
some water.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all right. If you keep it all right here, it's all right. Tell them they're ready for it.
Okay.
But they order some groceries. You know, all the people they collect money for the potlatch and they order it. It came already, and we put them in old man's house, Lillian old man's house.
Mm-hmm.
To pile them up in there.
Her house must be getting full, huh?
Huh?
Her house is
Getting pretty full. She bought lots of two. That Lillian, old man, she worked here. She's been one of the teachers here. She's been working all winter. And she's been into town twice, and then she bought quite a bit of groceries. So she's quite a help. And then Henry said, we got to order some groceries for the potlatch. And everybody, I know that everybody going to donate some meat from up Ellicacket and down there too. I understand that Catherine Atla went down Yukon to try to get fresh king salmon for potlatch to brought it up here. So it'll be a lot of food.
All right. Sounds
yeah,
good.
It'll be too much for one time maybe, then we'll make a couple of potlatch, you know, a couple of nights anyway.
Yeah, I'm excited about seeing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.